I just listened in. Did y'all even talk about the idiots at the Harvard Yale game yet?
The what?
The idiots, the ones that went out on the field protesting climate change. It took them they delayed the game 2 hours to get the people off the field.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't talked about it, but, you know, before I come in and I scope out all the news sources I have, and I did see that story. I saw that yesterday. By the time Monday rolls around, there's a whole new pile of idiocy to deal with. So it's getting harder and harder to pick and choose, you know, what to throw out there. But, yeah.
And I think they took some of them to jail, but most of them.
And to compound that, which dictionary is it? Was it Webster's today added one word? Climate emergency. Climate emergency! Where? There's no climate emergency except for people that book flights this Thanksgiving weekend. There's going to be some weather. But it's not. It's only a climate emergency if you can't make your flight. Thanks for the call. We got to get to Fox News next.
And now, a star is born. On November 25th, 1971, the world welcomed little baby Christina Applegate. And that was the moment Mom and Dad became married with children. Is this thing on? Oh, well. Christina Applegate, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is to blame for the United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement being, as he calls it, dead in the water.
She's incapable of moving it. It looks like she can't. Everybody knows it's a great deal. She knows it's a great deal. She said it. She keeps saying she wants to get it done, but we're talking about many, many months. Sitting on her desk, no votes.
Pelosi says she hopes to vote on the trade deal by the end of the year as negotiators work out final details. Stock indexes with new highs on renewed optimism over U.S.-China trade talks. The Dow up 191, the S&P gaining 23, the NASDAQ up 113, new records for all three indexes. Charles Schwab is buying rival TD Ameritrade. The $26 billion stock swap comes as brokerages have been offering free online trades for U.S. customers. America is listening to Fox News.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
This is usually we find something to replace the morning's electrifying story, but I'm going to stick with the same one this morning because if you haven't heard it, it's worth it. And if you had, it's one of those things you can never hear enough. An 82-year-old woman who beat up an intruder, 82-year-old bodybuilder who beat up an intruder and then put shampoo in his eyes to blind the son of a...
He picked the wrong house to break into. I took that table and I went to working on him. The table broke and it had metal legs and I'm jugging him. And when he's down, I'm jumping on him. There's a bottle of baby shampoo on the table in his face, all of it, the whole thing. The police arrive on the porch. He's laying down already because I had really did a number on that man. I'm serious.
Go, granny, go.
She works at the nearby, or works out at the nearby YMCA. So... there you go.
She was fearless.
That was awesome.
Well, you know, we talked about this, I think, on Friday. I think at some point in life, you hit an age where if you're confronted like that and you've lived a long life, yeah, guess what? Take me out. We've had a lot of stories like that in Florida. I'll never forget there was a Subway sandwich place. Nice neighborhood, too. And a couple of punks came in and tried to rob it while a 72-year-old man was having a sandwich in the restaurant. He kicked both of their asses. He was ex-military and just left them in a heap. Police came and cleaned it up.
That is awesome.
Greg, did you see the story about the guy that tried to run off with the 13-year-old daughter who was shopping with her mother in the supermarket? Yes, this guy saw the girl, decided he wanted to take her, and grabbed a hold of her, and the mother went ballistic and was fighting him tooth and toenail all the way out to the front of the store. He finally let go, and when he ran outside, there was an off-duty either sheriff's department or police with a canine unit that was there, and they got him.
Unleash the hounds.
I'm telling you.
Give
but that mother
chewing.
Fought tooth and toenail for her daughter.
No surprise. Mothers in our species and all species, for the most part, except for cats.
No. Cats will fight you over their babies. I promise you. Yes, they will.
I can't say they don't, so I'll go with your take on the story. It's only a cat anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
No, I'm kidding.
You ever had Chinese?
No.
Yeah, chicken on a stick.
We have ways of dealing with people like you. Which involve cats.
Anyhow, that story was a... sorry it happened to that woman, but the result was very uplifting and inspiring.
Absolutely.
And all of that chaos was brought to you by Mr. Electric for certified master electricians that can do anything. Here's the way they do it. When you need something done, you call them and they make an appointment at your convenience, and that's the time they show up. None of this, well, we can handle that between 2 and 6, between now and Shavuos. Don't leave your house. None of that. They give you a time, that's when they show up. They look at the situation you need them to work on, give you an upfront price. That's what you pay. They tidy up any debris that's created, so all you're left with is the great result. These are certified master electricians, the very best at what they do. So call them at 245-1566, 245-1566 for Mr. Electric, or visit MrElectric.com. So in case you didn't catch Seth's reference, this is the song.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great so you don't complain, but that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork. He's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed your cat and you'll never know. Once they wrap it up in dough, boys, they fry it real crisp in dough. Shaolin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a roll eight in a Tums or two when I swear I heard it mew, boys. And that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon. I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
That song reminds me of somebody we used to work with. God rest her soul.
If you've ever had to clean up a cat, a hairball, you would not want it on your fork. Let
you
me
never
tell
forget
you.
Your first hairball. I had a cat, Geisha, great cat. In fact, was very much like a dog because I had only known dogs, so Geisha would walk with me. And our little Yorkie. It was hilarious. The neighbors used to love watching it. Sweet as could be. And I don't know how long I had her, but I walked into the living room just before I'm going to do my show, and I see 8 feet of, I thought.
Slight exaggeration.
Well, I didn't know what, I thought it might be a snake. It was dark, so I kind of tiptoed up, threw a light on. She's just sitting there, she looks fine. She was the only other creature in the house, so it had to come from her. And then I mentioned it when I got to work. I made sure she was okay, and that's when I learned about hairballs.
They're nasty.
Yeah. It was close to 8 feet long.
The noise that made.
Yeah.
Oof. Well, yeah, the noise. Exactly.
And then it's like projectile, right? It kind of has to be.
Moving right along.
Yeah, the discerning look you're giving me during that song. I did have a cat once, okay? And he was great. And it was just me and him, you know, before I had Rose. And I made him a heavy petter, so you could pet him really, really hard, and he was totally for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cat story.
A heavy petter?
Yeah, you pet him hard, and he was okay with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, amount of firmness when you're petting anything is great.
Oh, no, he was rough, man. You
some cats
hard
like
you
a
want.
Lighter touch.
I see the Lacombs got that one. Thank you, Lacombs. Everybody up might have flown over their head. There goes my joke now.
What a joke. It's my life.
One other great... crime outcome facilitated by a very clever woman whose mother was being knocked around by a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
So the daughter called 911 pretending to order a pizza, and the 911 operator picked up on what was happening.
911.
I would like to order a pizza.
You called 911 to order a pizza?
Yeah.
This is the wrong number to call for a pizza.
No, you're not.
I'm getting you now.
You see it on Facebook, but it's not something that anybody has ever been trained for. We're just trained to listen.
The other guy still there?
Yep. I need a large pizza.
All right. How about medical? You need medical?
No. With pepperoni.
Turn your sirens off before you get there. Caller ordered a pizza and agreed with everything I said, that there's domestic violence going on.
So they nabbed the guy. Fortunately, the victim was not too badly, but still having to go through that, and sharp thinking by the daughter.
Really?
And the operator, he picked up on it. That mm-hmm. is great.
So, see, there are some things that we can feel good about today. I'm working on it. And we're going to do a conundrum. We're going to give away a 14-inch three-topping pizza at the pizza place. By the way, Lacombs, you should come and join us some Tuesday night over there.
We'd love to, because
we went there the other day.
Oh, you did?
Fantastic. Pizza in town.
Yes.
Well, come back, because you have to fill out our government forms about why you like or don't like the show.
Next Tuesday.
Become part of the bureaucracy.
December 3rd.
I think a little bit, like, we should have them sit here. They can...
Yes, they can hear.
They can sit in the marriage. We'll play the newlywed game with them.
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
That could be fun. Is there a word we can substitute for whoopee?
Yes.
All right. Seems like towards the end there, Bob Eubanks. Did you ever hear the Bob Eubanks call?
Yes.
He got us. He pranked us. I mean, he was coming to town for something, but towards the end of the call, he said something, and me and Rich and Jay bought completely into it, hook, line, and sinker. Listen, this venue you're going to be at is excellent, by the way, the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. You really, it's first rate all the way.
Bob, this has been a thrill for us this morning.
Yes.
And again, if we can get you on the air again between now and then, that would be excellent if your schedule permits it. But thank you very much for this morning.
Well, you know, I have to. If I sound a little sad this morning, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
The gardener cut our cat's tail off with a weed whacker.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh.
So I've got to take the cat to Walmart. They're the biggest retailers in the country, you see.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Retailers in the country.
Oh, yeah!
Jesus!
Oh, that's so good.
Well, you know, it's kind of a thrill to have a well-known man like Bob Eubanks prank you, right?
It was so good, because I remember when that happened, and it took a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh.
Now I got it.
You try showing up here every morning trying to be on your toes. And first of all, you tend to take your guests kind of seriously. Gardner cut my cat's tail off.
Retailer. Oh, it was like the suck it up guy.
That's not like the suck it up guy.
Well, you know.
It is 4:16. Jake Quellen has such a cute little dog that suffers from separation anxiety. I mean, that's not like, you know, your pets are going to miss you when they see you walk out. They give you the face, right? You know, the guppy eyes and the pickle puss. And but there's a step above that is like a yipe, a whine, something that really sounds painful. So she was really interested when we were talking about the CBD products at your CBD store. So they've been working for the dog. Anytime there's going to be any period of separation, they give the pet treats, the CBD pet treats to the dog. And they've been very effective. They've also, I mean, with my Briscoe, they worked when he had some kind of an issue with his back leg. Helped him sleep, too. So he stayed off his leg. And within 3 days, he was healed. But they can do the same thing for people. That's the primary reason why your CBD store would like you to come by, because they can help you in so many ways with sleep, anxiety, pain. There's topical creams for that. Those work. There's no high in any of these products. And the only legal CBD oil is made from industrialized hemp as defined by our Department of Agriculture. That's what they carry. The product line is called SunMed. My suggestion is visit them at the plaza where the Renfro's Adams Drugs is, right off Chantilly Parkway on the east side of East Chase. Just make a right by the Bojangles, or go south at the Bojangles and make your first left, your first right, and you're right there. They're open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Marissa and Laurie know these products inside out. They can answer all your questions and make recommendations based on the information you provide. Or call ahead at 593-0818 for your CBD store.
Why would anybody buy zero-turn riding mower this time of year? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with five reasons why now is the best time to buy a new or used Hustler zero turn mower. First, due to the lack of rain this summer, we're having a drought sale, saving you hundreds on all remaining 2019 Hustler ZTRs. Second, the 2019 Hustler demo mowers are now available, saving you over $2,000 on slightly used Hustlers that still have the full factory warranty. Third, avoid the 2020 price increases due to the steel tariffs. Fourth, 0% interest financing or no payment until April 2020. And finally, if you're a landscaper, you can write it off on this year's taxes. Bottom line, there's really only one reason to buy now. Save lots of money. Hustler Zero Turn Mowers at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Pre-Thanksgiving blowout at Margaret's is on. Never before. It ends Wednesday night. That's it. Before Thanksgiving, we have bolo bracelets, diamond-of-the-art bracelets, $149. Normally, tons more money. Diamond-by-the-art necklaces, $199. Floating diamond pearl necklaces, $99. No, forget about that. $49. Pearl studs, $29. Diamonds, 60% off. All watches, 49%. Everything has a blowout price. Everything. Everything's available on layaway till Christmas. Everything 14 karat. Never done this before. Come see us at Marguerite's.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Certa Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying our warehouse of scratch and dent as is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable basis that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
421, coming up, we have an educational film on the backstory of Thanksgiving, how it all began. Before that, your local news, Rich's forecast, traffic, and then we're going to roll call and do a conundrum.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A memorial is planned this evening for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Williams was shot and killed Saturday night outside a convenience store in Hayneville. 18-year-old William Chase Johnson, who's charged with the sheriff's murder, made his first court appearance today. Lee County's district attorney says they have good reason to believe human remains found on a road belong to missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. Lee County DA Brandon Hughes said Monday that the remains were found on County Road 2 in neighboring Macon County near New Hope Baptist Church. Police have charged two men with kidnapping in the case. Anaya Blanchard was last seen October 23rd in Auburn. And Alabama researchers are studying new ways to recycle plastics. Troy University says its recently established Center for Material and Manufacturing Sciences has received a $2.7 million grant to look at new methods of recycling plastic waste. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we look ahead to the rest of this Thanksgiving week, there's always seems to be at least one storm system involved. And this week, that will arrive on Tuesday night. Our forecast for tonight, mostly clear, not as cold as last night, the overnight low 43. Tomorrow is a comfortable day, high of 73. Much of the day is dry, slight chance of an isolated shower somewhere. Otherwise, showers and maybe some thunderstorms begin Tuesday night into the first half of the day Wednesday. That's Thanksgiving Eve. High temperature Wednesday up to about 73. And then the holiday forecast, Thanksgiving Thursday, a partly cloudy day, high up to about 66. That looks pretty good. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Thank you, Perry Mason. We got a film coming up in a moment.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are busy on the boulevard from Atlanta Highway all the way over to I-85 and on over to Vaughn Road. We're a little busy from Troy Highway on the boulevard back past Baptist to about Narrow Lane. Busy outbound from downtown on South Decatur and Norman Bridge. Atlanta Highway outbound showing some busy traffic at the lights. And we have I-65 and 85 running a speed limit jump through downtown Montgomery. The heaviest traffic on the interstates right now, 65 northbound to Cobbs Fort Road. No accidents anywhere. Keep up the good work and keep it here. We'll keep you updated. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
425, lights please.
Thanksgiving at home. There's Aunt Ruthie with her old lady smell, welcoming everyone who walks in the door by kissing them on both sides of the cheek.
Come here.
And here's Grandpa Johnny pouring an extra shot of bourbon in his eggnog. Get ready for more stories of how much harder he had it when he was a kid.
My school was made out of cardboard.
Uh-oh. Grandma's teeth fell out in mid-sentence and landed in the cranberry sauce. And there's Dad trying out the new electric knife on the turkey.
Oh! I think I lost the tip.
Oops. Looks like he needs to go to the emergency room to get that finger reattached.
I'm getting lightheaded.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
All right, any kitty litter in the Jell-O mold?
That is a disturbing image.
the roll call.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Thanks for calling.
You gotta have something.
He's a tool.
If you wanna be with me,
there's a sale at Penny's.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You gotta have something.
That's hot.
If you wanna be with me,
keep that finger out of you. You don't know where that finger's been.
I'm dying out of here.
We have a lot of cooks.
You nasty.
It's due.
Bailey, the born dog.
That's awesome.
That wasn't too bad for Monday.
That was great. I've never seen you smile doing one.
Because I'm concentrating. There's a process to this. You know, it just doesn't happen. You know, there's a little pre-thought that goes into it. But many a time, just before the roll call, if you walk in and look at me, you'll see this.
I've got to concentrate. Hello? Hello? Echo. 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 Pinch hitting for Pedro Bourbon. Manny Mota. Mota.
I'll never forget seeing that movie in the theater the weekend it came out and how nuts I made my date, poor Kathy Smedley.
What movie is it from?
Airplane.
Oh.
I forgot. You're 40 years younger than I am. 9.83 on the roll call. 9.8 from Chris Cleghorn. Michael Goldman. Thanks, guys, for the healthy scores on that. Anyway, I figured out the theme of the movie very quickly, so I was calling the next line throughout the whole damn thing. She finally, will you shut up? Why can't you just watch this instead of giving me a running play-by-play? I don't know, but it's worked for me ever since. Let's have some fun.
Yes.
Good idea?
No.
You don't want to have fun?
No.
Well, too bad. We need some fun. It's been... Actually, most of the news today is very good. Lots to be thankful for. Another good day, new record highs in the markets and all that. Brant will not be joining us today, so I will be doing the financial segment.
Oh, my God.
Most of you will be broke by six. Or filing for bankruptcy. By the way, if you ever need to do that, call my friend Amy Hampton.
Oh.
Amy, she's going to be joining us one day. I think she's coming in Wednesday because...
Jay Quillen and Dana are out of town.
Yeah. So, and she's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a very mean mac and cheese.
Ooh.
All right, so let's see here. I want to do...
You need to play the happy music.
Yay!
The hell am I
float up some steps.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's conundrum. Except there's some good ones here. I just haven't picked one out. All right, here's one. It's something that many of you will consume this weekend, but they weren't around until the early 1800s. What is this consumable item? Personally, I like them.
Yummy!
So does Shepherd's. I really want to call him Shepherd something else, but it's Thanksgiving.
And it's not Cheese Whiz.
No, everybody.
And of course, we know that was not around in
after
the early 1800s.
After the Cheese Whiz conundrum, so many people came to me and said,
I don't like you.
But it's a fact that its biggest sales are right now, the two-week run-up to Thanksgiving. People are buying Cheese Whiz.
I almost bought some last night.
Smart people are buying Cheese Whiz at Cost Plus 10 at Food Outlet.
Oh.
By the way, Priester's Pies at Food Outlet, the pecan pies, they're incredible. You know, I always thought it was Priester's. Yesterday, somebody at Food Outlet said it's Priester's.
What?
Okay, maybe I had it wrong. So I said Priester's one time this morning. What do you think we got the most calls about? Was it about the economy or the impeachment or anything else? You said Priester's! It's Priester's, jackass! Okay.
Hey.
So, anyway, this particular item was not around until the 1800s. What is this product? 27292 first person with the correct answer wins a three-topping 14-inch. I'll figure it out.
Best pizza.
Yeah.
Hi, Rich Thomas here from Montgomery Eye Physicians. This holiday season, add the gift of sight to your wish list. Whether you're seeking a custom cataract procedure, LASIK, or other vision correction surgical options, Montgomery Eye Physicians is here to help you and your loved ones see life clearly. At Montgomery Eye, you're going to be working with local board-certified surgeons using the latest medical technology and techniques to provide the highest level of care. Hey, if you have a Flex spending account, check out the Flex calculator on their website to find out how much you could save on elective vision procedures. For more information, call their office or visit them online, 271-3804, 271-3804, or online MEP.com. From lenses to LASIK and all that's between, happy holidays to you from the Montgomery Eye Team, 271-3804.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
The following statement is from a paparazzi who claims to have witnessed Hulu's reality TV house party.
All right, so here's some Bravo drama. I catch Melissa Gorga going from her hotel to this party in Beverly Hills, and the first thing I see when I get there is Jax Taylor leaving. They say he got into some argument with Captain Lee over their social media feud, or could have been a beef with James Kennedy. Whatever, I got the shot.
Reality or not, we'll never know. What we do know, Hulu has reality TV. Start your free trial today. Learn more at Hulu.com.
This year, the Home Depot can help bring the holidays home for free with free delivery on online holiday decor like artificial Christmas trees, big, small, white lights or multicolored, 140 varieties. Pick one out and we'll deliver it over the river, through the woods, right to your door for free. Free delivery on online holiday decor only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's happy hour. That's our unofficial happy hour theme song.
Woo, it works.
I'll do that smile. We've got a conundrum going, and it's all about something that many of you will consume this Thanksgiving weekend, but it was not around until the 1800s. What could this foodstuff be? Hmm. What a word. Nobody ever uses foodstuff. Sam, you're first on this one.
Hey, Greg. I know it won't be crow for all those Alabama fans when they get beat by Auburn. No. How about some roll? Oh, come on! You know, somebody has to say it.
What are you doing with your weenie?
I love you, Budell. You rotten.
Yeah, dirty old.
I don't know. Hey, look here. I'm going with antacid. How about that? There'll be plenty of that this weekend.
Nope, but you deserve to lose for that rotten comment you made about Alabama.
I love Nick Saban, but you know, Bama. It'll be a rough weekend. That's it. You have a good day.
Yeah. What about Nick? I mean, I don't know. I honestly think Auburn has a great chance to win this game. Mm-hmm. Emotions aside. Kevin.
Yes, sir. I'm thinking deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs. Who would have thunk it took to the 1800s, but it's not it. It's a good guess. I like that.
All right, roll tide.
Yeah. We got Big Duncan and some predicted that coming up Wednesday, by the way. Duke.
Hey, marshmallows.
Let me double check. Well, what do you know? Duke, who was named after a mayonnaise, is the winner!
You're kidding.
Why did you guess that? Because the Lacombes.
You know what? You know, well, I've never been
Renee
on the
and
internet.
Her husband, what's his name, are here.
Well, I won it. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I won it.
Inside joke. Sorry.
I won it. I went and bought some marshmallows about 2 weeks ago, and I thought.
Oh, I thought maybe you found one in your pantry that was expiration date 1812.
Are you serious? That's
it.
I'll be damned. Well, anyway, thank you.
No, you're not. Don't be. You're going to be fed, not damned. And there's nothing better than a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place. So hang on. Now you get the pleasure of talking to Rosie. I have to tell Sabrina she didn't win. Sabrina, thank you for calling, but we got a winner.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sabrina. Papa John, we got a winner.
What was it? Marshmallows?
Yes. How did everybody come up with that?
I kind of heard it, but I didn't hear it. But you know what I was thinking, and I didn't know whether this was applicable or not. But I think they had peppermint sticks for a long time, but I don't think they had the shepherd's crook peppermint sticks.
Sticks!
Long later on. Oh, how about you?
I don't know about, I don't know. Those kinds of candies, I think, have been around for a bit.
Yeah.
Seth will Google that.
See when keep it up. Having fun.
Yes. See when peppermint sticks were invented. It is 4:40. We got traffic and weather, and then we're back.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy this afternoon on the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown, and we have two accidents on the Atlanta Highway. The first one in front of Krispy Kreme Donuts. Make sure that you watch out there for emergency vehicles, and then just to jump straight on down the Atlanta Highway, the corner of Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway, we have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Taylor Road is very heavy in front of East Chase back to Vaughn Road. We have heavy traffic on I-65 and 85, but no incidents there. Very heavy traffic on Norman Bridge out from downtown to the Boulevard and out 331 this afternoon. Use caution, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. You don't have have to fight with your cat to keep her away from licking the cheese ball this Thanksgiving? Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. You can count on our highly trained, drug-tested, and background-checked employees. Experience the Dixie difference for yourself. Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Marguerite's first time ever, a pre-Thanksgiving blowout! We're going to have doorbusters, tons of doorbusters. $29 stud pearl earrings, $99 diamond stud earrings, our baby diamond cross. Everyone loves it at $299. Well, forget about it. $99, limit of 50 of them. That's it. $99 baby diamond cross. Unbelievable doorbusters. Diamonds, 60% off. Watches, 49% off. All bands, 49%. Everything has a doorbuster price. Everything later available till Christmas. Thank you.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. You know, we're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River, cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf for you. But this week, we're going to be closed all week. That's right. We got a little something work going on down here. We're going to have the parking lot worked on while we're shut down. So we're taking the whole week off for Thanksgiving. Enjoy it with our families, and all my employees get to spend a little time at home with their families. So works out to be a good time to shut down for a week. I will tell you, we're thankful for all our customers and especially all those who come out on Sunday afternoons and support the blues shows we do. Because this year, the 2019, the Capital Oyster Bar won a KBA. We won a Keeping the Blues Alive Award from the International Blues Foundation. So we have to thank the Montgomery folks that have done supported us all these years. Now, so we're going to get back to live music again on Sunday, December the 8th. That's right. Terry Hank will be in town. Man, incredible sax player, award winner. And check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. Go to my Facebook page. You'll see what's going on. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be looking for you next week. See you soon.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Lee County's district attorney says they have good reason to believe human remains found on a road belong to missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. Lee County DA Brandon Hughes said Monday that the remains were found on County Road 2 in neighboring Macon County near New Hope Baptist Church. Police have charged two men with kidnapping in the case. Anaya Blanchard was last seen October 23rd in Auburn. A memorial is planned this evening for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Williams was shot and killed Saturday night outside a convenience store in Hainville. 18-year-old William Chase Johnson, who's charged with the sheriff's murder, made his first court appearance today. And Alabama researchers are studying new ways to recycle plastics. Troy University says its recently established Center for Material and Manufacturing Sciences has received a $2.7 million grant to look at new methods of recycling plastic waste. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we look ahead to the rest of this Thanksgiving week, there's always seems to be at least one storm system involved. And this week, that will arrive on Tuesday night. Our forecast for tonight, mostly clear, not as cold as last night, the overnight low 43. Tomorrow is a comfortable day, high of 73. Much of the day is dry, slight chance of an isolated shower somewhere. Otherwise, showers and maybe some thunderstorms begin Tuesday night into the first half of the day Wednesday. That's Thanksgiving Eve. High temperature Wednesday up to about 73. And then the holiday forecast, Thanksgiving Thursday, a partly cloudy day, high up to about 66. That looks pretty good. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I just want everybody to know that I'm a man, and I'm in charge. And
yes, sir, boss man.
How is it you can tell so quickly that I'm full of crap? I would love to know how you figured that out. So Rosie says, I want to hear the Butterball song, the Miley Cyrus spinoff. So I was going to go through this whole thing, you know, just a second, Rosie. I'm the man here. And, you know, I will make that decision when the time comes to play the Miley Cyrus parody. But until then...
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, my response actually was...
Yes!
Are we happy now?
Yes.
I cleaned, I cooked, the house looked good. They came, but nobody helped. They drank, they smoked while telling jokes. Someone let go a belch. Don't you ever say... They are getting crude, yelling for some food like they're at Pizza Hut.
Hey, when are we eating?
I even bought a Butterball, but no one really cared at all. They attacked it like Neanderthals. All you people do is pig out. Yeah, you pigged out. I woke at dawn, cooked all day long, but no one thanked me at all. They ate so quick, now as I sit, they run to go watch football. Your shirt is untucked, 'cause you ate too much. I am ready to drop. Dishes piled up high, as you scream for pie, you are pissing me off.
Never want to see those people again.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages closing at record highs at the start of a holiday shortened week on trade optimism and a wave of major merger activity. Shares of technology companies were among the big gainers, with chip makers like Advanced Micro Devices and NVIDIA leading the charge. And shares of Hewlett-Packard falling around 3% in the extended session after the computing giant reported fourth quarter revenue that fell short of analyst estimates. And pharmaceutical giant Novartis is buying New Jersey-based cholesterol drug maker The Medicines Company for nearly $10 billion. Novartis says the acquisition will broaden its cardiovascular portfolio, helping it grow in the U.S. and globally. The Medicines Company closing up over 22% on the news. And Uber was stripped of its license to operate in London for the second time in just over 2 years over a pattern of failures on safety and security. Uber will continue to operate in the city through an appeals process. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans.
Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah, I'm big, I'm bad, I do whatever Rosie tells me.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
And if that didn't crack you up, I just got an email from a listener. I get so much meme humor. And I open it up. It's a picture of a donkey, and the speculation is if the pilgrims had given the Indians a donkey instead of a turkey, we could all have a piece of for Thanksgiving.
I'm okay with that. Rosie?
Rosie is giving us the official.
He's 9 years old in fourth grade.
I'm sorry, I love you. Happy birthday.
Is it your birthday again?
No. No, thank you.
Hey, I was, I not to be mean, but I was kind of pleased to see that the Tom Hanks, Mr. Rogers, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood film did very poorly at the box office with its open. It did $13 million. That's probably what they paid Tom just to be in it, maybe more. Because when I saw the trailer, I said, I know Tom Hanks is a whiny liberal. Blah, blah, blah. Get over that. But because he did a pretty good job playing Sully in that movie. But he's played way too many famous people. He's been an astronaut. He's been Sully. He's been a whole lot of different people. The guy in Catch Me If You Can with the FBI. And when I saw the trailer for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, I didn't see Mr. Rogers. I saw Tom Hanks in a red sweater. And it's, come on, enough already. Come do something, you know, fictitious.
Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, but Tom Hanks played the FBI guy.
Oh, you the man.
And he was pretty good. He was pretty good. In fact, that's a very watchable movie almost any time. Even though they're both idiots.
I grew up with Mr. Rogers, man.
Did you see the trailer for this film?
I saw the trailer.
Did it make you feel like you were watching your old friend, Seth?
I didn't want him to be my neighbor.
Yeah, that's just how it hit me. And maybe you went to the movie, maybe it was good. That's fine. I'm not saying you shouldn't go. I'm just saying the Ford versus Ferrari film is doing very well. After 2 weeks, it's almost at $60 million. That's a movie that really didn't get a whole lot of advance play. But it's based on real life. And guess what? So is Midway. And that movie is still in the top five after 3 weeks at $43 million. And, of course, the number one movie was Frozen 2.
Okay, I'm going to go. I despise musicals. I do not like musicals at all, but I listened to Friday, and you guys said, I'm going to be a good father, I'm going to take my daughter. And, of course, I will, not this weekend with all the people, but I will go this coming up with weekend. And
those are the, look, I remember taking Goose when she was about five to see Pocahontas. Of course, I used to call it Hocahontas so she could correct me because she... they eventually grow into Rosie, and that's all they do.
Oh, yay.
I'm going to die for this. I can't even look.
He's walking on thin ice.
I got you there.
I can't even. But you know what I have? I have some censored Disney films. They're kind of like Frosty, that thing we play.
Oh, yeah.
Where the bleeps are in just the right spot where you'd think it was something else in this. Want to hear that next hour?
Censored Disney films?
Yes, replacing Brent McDonald for today only. One big day only.
All right.
Okay. 4:57. I got a text from Tip Tames. I've been waiting for it because I want to be led into Tiptation. Just looking to upgrade. I love my Rogue. I'd drive it forever. But if there's an upgrade out there at about the same price per month, I'm up for that. And I got a text, and he's got two for me to look at. So unless some cretin steals my car between now and Friday, I'm going to go over there on Friday and spend some time. They're great people over there. I want to make a specific comment to those of you who have been through some credit issues. I've been there. One of the fastest ways, I think my credit size when I got here was double XL, just like my shirt. And but I got a car loan, and that I paid it every month on time for 39 months. And when it was done, I owned the vehicle, and my credit score had gone up about 300 points. Wow. It is a good way to rebuild if you run into some trouble. At Jack Ingram, they have over 20 programs for people that have found themselves in that spot. You got to have a car. You should have good wheels. It's not safe to not. So go see Tip and his team, and they can take good care of you. They got some great buys on the value lot at Jack Ingram as well, right across the street. The main building is at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop right now at jackingram.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are a little busy out there this afternoon. We've got two accidents on the Atlanta Highway. One right in front of Krispy Kreme. At least everybody can have a donut while they're sweeping up the glass. Taylor Road at Atlanta Highway. An accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Elsewhere, we are very busy around the boulevard right now. I-65 and 85 is speed limit jump through downtown Montgomery, but it is really busy. Also, 231 to Wetumpka. We're seeing some backing up at the lights at the River Bridge. Rifle Range, Jasmine Hill. Use caution wherever you are. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenum State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance